The skirts of the wood seem lined with archers, although only a few are advanced from its dark shadow.
Under what banner?
Asked Ivanhoe. Under no ensign which I can observe, answered Rebecca.
A singular novelty, muttered the knight, to advance to storm such a castle without pennon or banner displayed. Seest thou who they be that act as leaders?
A knight clad in sable armor is the most conspicuous, said the Jewess. He alone is armed from head to heel, and seems to assume the direction of all around him.
Seem there no other leaders?
Exclaimed the anxious inquirer. None of mark and distinction that I can behold from this station, said Rebecca. But doubtless the other side of the castle is also assailed. They seem even now preparing to advance. God of Zion, protect us! What a dreadful sight! Those who advance first bear huge shields and defenses made of plank. The others follow, bending their bows as they come on. They raise their bows. God of Moses, forgive the creatures thou hast made.
Her description was here suddenly interrupted by the signal for assault, which was given by the blast of a shrill bugle, and at once answered by a flourish of the Norman trumpets from the battlements, which, mingled with the deep and hollow clang of the kettle drums, retorted in notes of defiance the challenge of the enemy.